Well, we welcome Bill Lasky, former Giants pitcher, right here.
Hey, Marty, how is everybody today?
Hey, Bill.
All right, good to have you. What do you think of? Come on, you walk in. What do you think of all this?
Oh, we need a loud crowd tonight is what we need. Yesterday, they were kind of standing on their hands or something. I mean, they were not loud at AT&T yesterday, and that's what a home crowd needs. So we need early runs today and get this crowd into it early and better.
Now, I'd say baseball is dictated by how the flow of the game goes.
Right.
So as you say, early runs, you get a couple of runs, a home run, a triple, a long inning to unfold, a lot of cheering, and then the crowd gets into it.
Of course. But again, the crowd needs to get that team going. And, you know, anything that they can do to rattle that pitcher, Arroyo, they need to do today.
Did you ever get rattled by the crowd?
You don't hear anything when you're out there.
So how are they going to rattle Bronson?
Well, you know. That's
coming off the field, maybe.
Something. You know. They need to do something.
Yeah.
All right. What about this ball club last night? And I got to see you guys on the set. I couldn't hear you because, of course, I was on the air. But what was your take on last night's game?
You know, I watched the game again this morning. And, you know, watching a game when you're live, it's totally different. Balls are hit right at guys. But they really hit the barrel of the bat on a lot of the balls, but again, it was right at guys, and of course the Cincinnati Reds had some good defense. You know, Ludwig made a couple nice plays in left field. Pence hit two balls, both to center field and right field, so you know, hopefully some of these balls will fall in today. That today is a do or die win in my mind.
Yeah. Well, we said 9.9 on a scale of 10.
Yeah.
What do you think about Vogelsong going in game three as opposed to either Lincecum or Ezito?
Well, you know, Marty, I'm a big Vogelsong fan. I've watched him all year. And, you know, the last three outings, and I don't say last three outings, he got back together. His last two were sensational. That last game against the Dodgers, he didn't miss the glove once in any pitch. And he was focused, throwing hard, had a good sinker, and a good breaking ball. So I was pleased to see that.
All right.
Yeah, Bill, let me ask you about Tim Lincecum. We had Alex Pavlovich with the Mercury News come on and say that he saw Tim Lincecum warming up, jogging with the guys in the bullpen a couple hours ago, about an hour and a half ago. And Marty and I surmise that that means he's going to be with the pen for the series. He won't start. What do you think about that? And is there any long-term issues that may arise from that?
No, I don't think it's long-term at all. Your back is against the wall right now. And, you know, if it might have changed, if Kane won yesterday, if the Giants won yesterday, it might have changed. But right now, they're down to three games. Now they're down to two games. They need to win today and change the momentum, win that first game in Cincinnati. And it's going to be difficult in Cincinnati. The Cincinnati Reds have not lost three games in a row this entire year.
Wow.
At home.
I didn't realize that.
He's the stat man. Vita call. Where is Vita anyway?
Ah, he's running around here somewhere.
All right. Want to get Vita out here, hopefully.
Yeah, that's an important stat. And it's, you know, I looked it up today, and you know, they'd lose two and then win. But it's going to be real difficult to sweep there.
Sure. Well, let's talk about that just a little bit, because Cueto goes out yesterday with back spasms. And after the game, people say, oh, he's jumping around. And, you know, they say, oh, he could pitch later on. But you pitched. I don't know. Have you ever had back spasms?
Yeah, I have. And you know, the problem with that, Marty, is that when you pitched at Candlestick and you came in from Atlanta or Cincinnati where it was hot and humid, you really, your muscles do stiffen up. I just think he might have not warmed up properly. But, again, he will pitch that fourth or fifth game
really,
if it gets to that point. I really do believe it. You can rest that in two or three games.
Now,
2 or 3 days, I should say.
Well, why is Leto so tough on this ball club?
You know, I think he closes his shoulder. He hides the ball real well. The ball's down. I really believe he's got good stuff. They hit him pretty good, but again, right at guys yesterday. You know, look at his stats. 16 innings before last night with only one earned run.
Yeah.
Add another four to it. 20 innings with only two runs. So,
all right.
You know, that's a guy that definitely they need to crack.
All right. Bill Lasky with us. Stick around. Yep. 808 KMBR. We're going to finish up. We got a lot more to do. Hawaiian Airlines, Hawaii.
Flies with us, Marty.
Right here. Get in that contest. Public House. Hello, everybody. Baseball coming up, and whatever just went overhead, apparently I hope it's the Blue Angels.
Maybe it's Hawaiian Airlines, Marty.
That's
coming by
correct.
With a banner.
I like that.
You know, Marty, I was crossing the street today over here by the donut place and the chicken place, and they had about 400 motorcycle cops escorting the Blue Angel pilots to the airport, and I was like, that's a little excessive to get that. I mean, those guys, can't they fly over to the airport in a helicopter or their jet?
I think so. They probably, you know,
it was incredible.
Let me
it was
ask
a scene.
Did you ever go in a jet? You ever go in?
No, never anything outside of a commercial
Bill,
jet.
Bill, ever do that?
No, never.
Will Clark never. Told me he did it.
Wow.
Jeff Brantley said if he did it, he would never return.
What about a balloon?
He would never
do one of those balloon rides?
No, I've never done that.
You should in Arizona.
No,
in Brooklyn at Coney Island, we had the parachute jump. That was about it.
Right.
Yeah, that was
have you a balloon ride?
No, I'm scared of heights. I used to jump out of helicopters when I was in the Marine Corps. Now I can't even climb a flight of stairs without having a beer and wind it down.
Have you been in a balloon?
No, never.
No. Thank you for the question. Very good. All right, very good. Bill Lasky. All right, 808 can't be our
Hey, Marty, we had to do a remote in a balloon next year.
Good luck. More coming up from the public house right after this on the Sports Leader. Have you back with us, guy? Boy, what an afternoon of baseball, huh? Pat, we talked baseball yesterday. What for? Like 4.5 hours.
You
on
rolled
the
from 1 to about 6:05,
right? And then we did at least 2.5 hours, couple of hours past midnight last night.
Wow.
We've been out here for 3.5, 4 hours talking baseball tonight again. And you know who appreciates it the most? Jim McIntosh.
Okay.
He tweeted and he says, "You guys have been really fabulous talking baseball." And he can't thank us enough.
What a nice note.
That is Jim McIntosh on Twitter. And it's J.J. McIntosh. Can't thank us enough for 50 hours of talking baseball. And he appreciates it so much that his very thoughtful tweet to us.
That's very cool.
And I appreciate it.
Yeah,
very nice. All right.
And Bill Marty, you want to do another 50 hours, baby. Keep winning. We got to keep winning.
Come
keep
on. We
going.
Need another series
That's
here
right.
coming up. Tree, we call him Tree here in the fantasy camp. You got a lot of fantasy campers
here
today.
Hey, we
got
fantasy campers all in the public house, man. They're waiting for us, Marty.
Yeah, how many people are out here?
There's about 15 of them in there. So they came up from L.A. They came up. Today's a good day for fantasy campers.
All right. For you, Arroyo Bumgarner, and I know you're going to be on that Comcast set very, very soon. Talking about this game, what do you see, Arroyo and Bumgarner?
Well, Arroyo, the Giants have a few guys that can hit him. You know, Pence does very well against him. Also, I think Pagan needs to break out. Pagan has trouble with Arroyo. You got to get those table setters up. First two hitters, that was one thing yesterday. Pagan only got one hit out of those Scudero as well as Pagan. And it sets up again Pablo, Posey, Pence, Belt. Those are all key factors in that middle of the lineup. I really believe they need to get on. Early runs are big tonight. That's what I really feel. Get the crowd involved. Get Madison some runs. Get him relaxed and get him going. He had a very tough September. If you look at his numbers for Madison, he had over a 5-point earned run average. But, again, when you look at that, he pitched twice against Colorado and twice against San Diego back-to-back. And as a pitcher, that's really difficult to do because the hitters see what you throw, your rhythm, what you throw in certain situations, and they go back-to-back against them. Those are tough situations for any pitcher.
Well, let me ask you this question. He pitched a one-hitter against the Reds, and it was a few months ago when he pitched the one-hitter against the Reds.
Right.
What does that mean in terms of now they see him again, and he had the fabulous game against them months ago?
Well, it's a positive that Madison's going to bring in there. You know he's going to look at tapes and how he got guys out that day. He threw extremely well. 9-inning shutout ball, just fabulous. And he had that wicked curveball coming into the back foot of the right-handers, and he shut down their left-hand power hitters. And he has done that very well this year. I do believe he ranked in the top five against left-hand hitters as a left-hand pitcher. The only problem I have with Madison is he gives up a lot of stolen bases, and that was one thing that I looked at today, and he's like 26 or 27 stolen bases off him, and that's what I'm going to ask my counterpart today, Vita. Why is that happening with a left-hand pitcher with the runner in front of him? Now, I know, and you know, Marty, he's got a big looping leg kick. He brings it up. He turns it in. But, again, if you got guys taking leads, you got to vary your looks and get some throws over there.
Yeah, good point. No, that has been something Lincecum had trouble with Everett Cabrera,
sure. Mm-hmm.
Those four steals off him, and people do run on Bumgarner. As I said, you're going against a veteran manager in Dusty Baker, and they pick up stuff like that.
I think Phillips is another big key. He's got to really keep Phillips off the base. 3-for-5 yesterday, and he is very solid. I was listening to you and JT talking, JT Snow, earlier, and I liked what JT said. Rattle him a little bit. Move those feet. Throw one under his chin. Get him moving because he's too complacent in that box. And if you're sitting there waiting for what you want, you're going to sit there without a pitcher rattling you.
What about Cozart behind him? Why not work around him if you can?
Right.
And you shouldn't have too many people on ahead of him with the with the pitcher in the number eight there before Phillips.
And the same thing. Cozart's that guy that'll bunt him over, push him to right, hit and run, and then you got that 3, 4, 5, 6 coming at you. So it's gonna be big for Madison to get out there, get comfortable, and get throwing strikes and get that crowd. I really believe this crowd needs to wake this team up today.
All right. Good point. Sure. Bill Lasky with us. Nice to have him here,
good
folks,
Bill,
right?
Here.
All right. Very good. No, good. Good analysis. You ought to be on TV. Oh, you are on TV. I'm sorry. You are. All right, what about from the other side of Bronson Arroyo? Where do you go there?
You know, Bronson is the type of guy that throws a little curveball, a little slider, gets ahead, doesn't walk a lot of guys, so he's around the plate a lot. I really believe this team's got – he's 0-6 at AT&T, which is kind of funky, but at the same time, he has struggled here, and he has lost his last 4 starts in September. So he's coming off a little struggling time, too. So when you look at both these starting pitchers, they had some trouble in September, and it's going to see how they both react today.
And this is a guy who gives up some home runs. You've given up a few in your career.
Everybody does. Marty, you'd have two.
Don't you pitch down to the fantasy camp?
Yes, I do.
He gave a couple
up. Did you, Marty?
To Ron Santo's son. Son took me deep to right center field.
It happens. It's all how you adjust when that happens. You know, that's the big thing, and how pitchers adjust and what's working that day and what's not working. Again, Arroyo's the type of guy that's going to lull you to sleep and then throw you a good fastball.
Gotcha.
And he's going to be around on the plate. Like I just said, he does not walk a lot of hitters.
Who's your home run guy? First home run for the Giants
Well,
tonight.
Since Scudero doesn't have one, so I'll go with my number 19. You know what I mean?
Number 19. All right.
I'll go with Scudero to do something today.
All right. You're in for a dinner at Original Joe's. Only if Scudero hits a home run.
That's
all right.
It.
So I think we haven't covered the board yet, right, Pat? Crawford's still out there, right?
Crawford's still out there, and then the bench players. There's still a lot of guys on the bench. Huff, if you feel good about Huff coming off as a left-handed pinch hitter in the
eighth. Well,
You are exactly right. I've got that here right here, and I'm going to tell you who picked that one.
Did someone take Huff?
Oh, yeah. I got it right here.
Okay.
Against the Royal Huff, if I read my writing, 12 for 23 with a homer.
Wow.
Yeah, he's hitting very well. So,
all right. So, you know, I'm staying out with Bob Gallo out in Alamo. You know, very nice.
How come you don't invite us out there?
It's a great place. what a great place. Of course, the significant other, Kathy, out there.
Okay.
Bob was just here with his son, Mac, and says Kathy has picked Huff.
Wow. Okay, we do have
not
somebody.
Only is she picked Huff, but he's going to come off the bench and hit a pinch-hit home run against Arroyo.
She may have been drinking your Santa Rita wine, Marty. That's what I'm thinking.
Hey, I saw Lowell here yesterday.
They don't need my Santa Rita
Marty,
wine.
Marty, I saw your buddy Lowell here yesterday.
Yes, Lowell was here.
He wanted to come down and say hello to you today, so I don't know if he made his way down here yet.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you, everyone in the world has been down here today.
You're the best, Marty. That's why.
This has been pretty good. All right, let's go to the phones. Bill Lasky with us. Of course, Patrick here and the great Rick Belson. Writing something feverishly. I never know what he's doing here. Let's go to Kathy in Los Gatos. Kathy, you're on KMBR 680.
Hi, Kathy.
Okay, Raph's on the phone with Kathy. Let's go to Fresno then. Gonzo in Fresno. You're on KMBR 680.
Hello there. Thanks for taking the call.
Glad to have you on. What's on your mind?
I think that this game is definitely going to have to be Arias. He's a secret pick. For a pinch hit, because he's come through in the past, and I think that the Giants really need something from the bench coming out.
All right, so key to the game, someone off the bench. I'm going to talk to Bill a little bit about this in a second. Who's your home run guy, Gonzo?
I don't know if he made the postseason roster, but Nady. I don't know what's up with Nady.
Nady's a good pick.
Sure.
No, you're the only one with Nady today, so you may have to drive up from Fresno and have dinner at Original Joe's Union in Stockton. Will you do that, Gonzo, if you win?
Yeah.
I will.
Okay. All right, you're down. Raph's got your information, and you got Nady. You're in. Okay, very good. All right, Kevin in Santa Rosa. Kevin, you're on KMBR 680. Go ahead.
Hey, Marty, it's Econ, first time caller, long time listener.
But nice to have you with us today in a very, very beautiful early evening here in San Francisco.
Yeah, you bet. I'm just driving into the city right now. I think the key to the game will be Bumgarner establishing a good rhythm from the outset. The first 3 innings should be big. From there, I think that my home run hitter would be Scudero. I think that it's going to be, you know, his time to shine, just like he's done this whole back half of the season. So that's it.
All right, you got it. Very good. I appreciate it. You'll drive down from Santa Rosa if you're a winner, right?
Yep.
All right, Kev, you're in. Scudero. Got a couple for a little left for Scudero. Patrie, you've got Scudero, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Bill Lasky taking Scudero.
Lori from
Love
Sunnyvale
it.
Is here today. She's here.
Trying good to, crowd. Good,
good
crew.
Good crowd today.
Good crew.
Good crew. All right, David, and let's go to Vance. It's Seal Beach. Vance, or in Cypress, wherever he is.
Sure.
You're on KMBR 680. Go ahead.
Hey, I agree. We got to get the crowd into it, and I think if we set the table for Buster, the crowd will be into it. You watch. We need quality at-bats by Sandoval. You know, Jeff Kent won the MVP because he hit in front of Barry Bonds, and Sandoval can't go up there swinging at everything. He needs quality at-bats and to get on base. And then you watch down the line, everything else will fall into place with that. But he can't just be swinging at everything. He's got to make that pitcher work him because he's afraid of Buster.
Bill, let me ask you. Hold on, Vance. Let me, Bill. Sandoval, Arroyo. Now, Arroyo's going to be one of those guys try to get you off balance. That's how he's lasted in the big leagues. For Arroyo, this is his 359th game, 323rd
wow.
start.
Jeez.
He's been around. How do you work Sandoval if you're Arroyo?
You know, he's probably going to try to get him fishing because he knows he swings at balls over in his chest and in the dirt. You're going to see him probably get ahead by trying to get him to lunge at a couple of those pitches. But, again, yesterday he got the barrel of the bat on a couple of good balls. They played him up the middle. The shortstop hit a bullet to him at short.
Yeah.
It's just going to be how Pablo's going to react to it. Take a pitch or is he going to go up hacking? The biggest thing, he needs to get on base because Posey, about the only one yesterday, got a couple hits.
Yep.
And then you're going to hopefully see four fingers come up and then Pence comes up because I really believe Dusty is not going to have Posey hurt him.
Would you consider switching Pablo with Pence in the lineup?
They won't do that now, sir. That's just not going to happen. Bochy's going to sit with this lineup, and he's not going to tinker with it at all.
All right. Thanks, Vance. All right, have a good day.
I got Belt.
Belt. Oh, okay. With all that about Sandoval, he's got Belt. Only Vance could do that. Only Vance could do that. All right.
Good,
he's got
stuff from Vance.
Is he driving up from Seal Beach?
I don't even know where
dinner.
Seal Beach is.
It's down there near Cypress.
Oh, okay. I don't know where Cypress is, to be
down
honest.
Down there
with you.
Near, I want
not
to say.
Not only
like,
does he have knowledge, he's got map knowledge.
I know.
If you ask me any closer than that, I'm going to have to Google it.
So where
it.
Is Cypress?
The great Rick Belson right now
that's
is Googling
right.
it. I think it's
you know
Riverside,
it
right, Rick?
By
it
Monterey
now?
Or something, huh?
No, it's further down. We've had him on before.
I got you.
All right. Bill Lasky, you got to run?
I'm going to get going here. I got to go on set over here, Marty. But everybody turn on Comcast after they get done with you, Marty. And again, hopefully we'll do this again soon.
Yeah, next
wouldn't
Sunday night.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's what I'm
all
talking
right,
about.
Fans,
Marty,
your,
thanks again, man.
Bill Lasky,
good job, man.
Thanks, Bill. Very good insight from you. All right.